John Wainwright, right, and beginning to visit with Cookie this Monday, the supper time, the 4th of November, 74. Channel 1 right, and beginning the long visit with Cookie this Monday at supper time, the 4th of November, 74. Channel 1 right, and beginning of this long visit with Cookie at supper time, there's no 4th, no, Monday, the 4th of November, 74. Channel 1 right, and beginning of this long visit with Cookie at supper time, this Monday, the 4th of November, 74.
I'm just about coffee logged.
You are. You don't need any right now.
Not right now.
Okay.
I ain't got long to stay. I got to get back. Helen's off from work tonight. And I got to go to the hospital in the morning. And
you got to go where in the morning?
To the hospital. And I don't know how long to stay. Got to go for x-rays and blood tests and few odds and ends. They want to run on me some tests in the morning first thing, and then I'm expecting some calls from up in Kentucky and Ohio and up in that area.
Well, how can you combine that with hospitals?
Well, I'm expecting them tonight.
What's that?
I'm expecting some phone calls from up in Kentucky, Ohio.
Oh, I see. You're trucking.
Yeah, I'm trying to locate some sheep.
Hard to locate?
They're hard to find.
This time of year.
Yeah, and when you find them, you can't buy them. They're hard to buy.
Oh, there's demand for sheep.
Big demand right now. Because they don't take as much to keep them through the winter, and you can make as much off of the sheep as you can a cow now.
Yeah.
Don't tell.
That's right. Yeah, lambs are bringing, this last spring, and also on up to right now, they're bringing 68 to 75 cents a pound. That's more than a 300-pound calf will bring. So, that's what it amounts to. But, however, I made some contacts and got the ball rolling.
Well, Faye, I come in last night, you and Faye were talking, and she seemed to think that you was on the track again, Cookie. You getting going?
I'm getting going, yeah. What, didn't I tell you they couldn't keep me down?
Yeah.
You didn't believe it, did you?
I would say that. Now, you had a number of little small problems when you got back from West Virginia.
Well, I just got on the ball. I got them fixed.
You said you were.
Well, how'd you tell us about it? How'd you get going? I mean, you had all sorts of things.
Well, I just got out and got busy. You can't do it sitting down feeling sorry for yourself. You got to go.
Happened to get on to the credit
union? Oh, this has been cooking for 2.5 years.
What has?
It's been in the mill for 2.5 years. I've been milling them for 2.5 years. Stalling them off. And running to the doctor. That's why I've had to run to the doctor so much.
Well,
I finally hit a doctor that did do done the job and done it right.
Yes.
That old doctor in Jasper done the job and done it right.
Yeah, and he's the only one who would do it right.
That's right. But he's known my history back for 10 years. He doctored me. He patched up my broken toes and fingers and skinned head and all that kind of good junk when I worked at the feed mill up there in Hawthorne at Oak Crest Enterprises. And he's known me for a long time.
What did they want? They just had to have the...
They just had to have it on black and white, on paper, that I was total and permanently disabled. And he put it down, just that away. And they paid for my car and my truck.
Isn't that something?
I got the title and all of the notes and everything right out there. Just a little bit better than $5,000.
Yeah. Now, had you been paying on that all this time?
I've been paying the interest.
Been not making payments?
Not making payments, been paying the interest.
Had to pay the interest.
Had to pay the interest.
Yeah.
Sure did. And then Laura and Ronnie, they got a wild hair, and they was tired of helping me out on it, and they quit.
Paying the interest.
Quit paying the interest. So they come and picked up her car. Well, she didn't know it, but I went ahead and paid the interest. Left a set up there for 2 months.
I paid?
Yeah. Because I had it in the back of my mind all the time that this was going to materialize and come through.
Yeah.
And they called me and told me, they said, you come over and pick up the titles, your notes, and everything. Because it's all yours. It's all paid. And I got the evidence right out there in the truck.
Now, but they had already picked up the car.
Yeah. I had a little to do with it. Because I didn't like the way they were trying to roll things over me.
Uh-huh.
And then Ronnie, after they picked it up, Ronnie called them up and told them that he wanted to work out something. So they said, okay, come on down, we'll work it out. Well, then about an hour and a half later, well, he calls back and told him, he said, no, he said, just sell a car, forget it. We don't want it no more. We don't want nothing more to do with it. We're done with it. And
he still had it?
No, the credit union had it.
At that time?
At that time. Of course, I'd been paying the interest on it. And I knew what was going to happen. So, and they called me. I went over and I picked it up. I took it home. He wasn't taking care of the car. It's cost me about $200 to put it back where it ought to be.
That much?
That's right.
Tires?
No. Well, I bought the tires and put on them before they got married. Give $142 for a set of tires and put on that car. Before the hair, Laura and Ronnie got married. And the same plugs was in it that I put in it when it had 28,000 miles.
$21,000.
The same oil filter is on it that I put on it at that same time. They had never changed the oil filter.
Neither one of them.
Neither one of them. They don't need something like that.
What to do? Just add a little oil down there?
That's right. I changed oil in it, changed filter, put good oil in it, cleaned it up. You can't hear it run now. Put new plugs, points in it, change the transmission fluid. That car got 49,000 miles on the transmission fluid and never been changed. Well, I kept the car because it was legally mine.
Sure.
But yet, Laura came back up the other night wanting her car back. That's the truth. And just jumped all over me. I told her, I said, Laura, I'm sorry, but Ronnie gave it back to him, freely, give it back to him. Told him he didn't want nothing more to do with it. I said, he's your husband, and he's supposed to be the man of the house, so follow suit. That's just what I told her. Did I go wrong? Did I do wrong?
No, I think you have to call. You
had
to call
a
halt to all this, didn't you?
You've gone along with it too long.
I sure think you have.
If anything.
Let me tell you something. I didn't pay for it in actual cash, but I'd 10 times rather pay for it in actual cash as the way I did.
Oh, yeah.
When I bought that car, I was a man.
That's right. Hell, you were... You were a sturdy fella. I remember when you pulled up in that truck the first time.
I took them horses, went down there and plowed that with that big, heavy turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
In January, after I bought that truck.
Yeah.
I took delivery on that truck on the 28th day of November. And in January, I was down there plowing, and in, well, December and January, I was down there working them big horses.
We had a big party down there.
That's right. I was a man.
Mm-hmm.
All man. She put in for a new car. I went to work in 3 jobs to get her a new car. I killed myself working 3 jobs.
Yeah, you sure did.
In January and February of 1972, them 2 months, I made a little better than $3,000 working for it. I did.
But you just let the credit union hold it.
I just let them hold it.
Cheap money.
Cheap money, that's right. They knew what was going on. As well as anybody else. Bill Morgan's a man.
Hmm?
Bill Morgan is a man.
Yeah. I haven't run into him.
Well, he's a big wheel at the credit union.
Yeah.
And he's the one stood by me all this time. And fought with me to get this thing through.
Well, he did.
Yes, sir.
And it took a good bit of doing to get it through.
Yes, sir.
Because if it hadn't gone through, you would have had to pay for it.
I'd have had to pay for it or turn them back.
And you didn't have any truck to turn back.
So, I've got it whipped, got it made now.
You don't need the little car.
I'm going to keep it, though. I'm going to keep it.
Well, what's Harriet going to use it?
Whatever she can get loose. Whatever she can get loose. I'm not giving them all away. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, if she can find that loose sometime, she can use it.
That's right. But that's mine. That pickup out there is mine. I'm not giving none of them nothing more. They can drive them, sure.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not going to give them to them.
Yeah. No, that's a mistake.
they get one that they call their own, they're going to get out and dig for it like I have to.
That's right, Cookie.
Took a long time to learn, didn't it?
It's cost me a lot of money. That's one lesson I bought that really cost me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, gosh, that's sort of that's a great relief. I feel a relief to get that thing. Gee whiz, that's something. Ooh.
Well, even that interest was hanging over you, wasn't it?
It was hanging over me every month. But I made it. I don't have to worry about that now, but I've got other things I've got to worry about. That deal at Frank Pool, I've still got that hanging over me, part of it. But I'm not going to worry too much about it.
Golly, yes, I had sort of forgotten that.
But, may have to borrow some more money, but that's all right. I think I can get the job done. If I can find a bank that's got it.
That's hard to find.
Yes, sir. Hard to find.
Whatever. I don't know. Whatever happened to that fella who was going to inherit all that money?
He vanished.
You know, let me tell you, that morning we took off, I was just half a mind to tell you we could just put this thing off, that trip off a few days, and just hang on to that booger. By hang on, I mean just be around and keep in touch with him.
Well, I'm kind of glad it didn't materialize. I made it. I've got too many good friends that's backing me.
They know the truth of the matter.
That's right. And there's two that you wouldn't think that would step out and do what they've done for me. Two people.
I know Jack Stokes. He's always.
Well, Jack's one of them. And poor old Dr. Bobby Anderson.
Oh, don't tell me.
Oh, yeah.
He come to my rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you what he told me. He said, Cookie, he said, you get some place to put them. He said, I'll buy all the cows you want to buy. Weigh them in. And you keep them as long as you want to. We'll weigh them out and split it down the middle. He said, it won't cost you a dime. You just get someplace to keep them.
Well, let me tell you, I go through the country here and I don't see a cow.
They're hard to find.
I never saw so many empty pastures.
I never either. But now Bobby Anderson told me that. And he gets around. He finds them.
Yeah.
And he finds them, he can buy and buy right.
They're just trying to get rid of them.
He bought a whole herd for $60 a round. Cows. Big cows. Sure did. I ain't no hearsay because I took the money and paid the man and loaded him in my trailer and took him to him.
Oh, you hauled that. Is that the Shorthorns you
That's
hold?
The Shorthorns. Yes, sir. That's the Shorthorns.
Well, you move around the right smart. to have a bunch of cattle, the way things are shaping up now, you see, they'll back up there and take off a load. Unless you're pretty much around.
Yeah. But I've got the, it's like they told me today, doctors told me today, you're going to have to be in here every week. You got to be around. We got to check you every week. I'm sorry to say, I hate to tell you, but facts is facts. I've got cancer in the right side of you.
Was that what's been hurting?
Yeah.
It's causing the pain?
I got it back in there.
Lung?
Lung cavity.
Oh.
In the lung cavity. See, there ain't no lung here.
Yeah.
It's a cavity. That's right. They're going to try that miracle drug and see if it'll do it. And they're going to take x-rays tomorrow and take blood tests and all that kind of stuff to let them know how much to give me each time, each dose. See, it's pretty potent stuff. They don't know how many grams of this and that and so forth to give me. But they've got to check me out and find out how many my system will take and give it to me.
You're going to have to be around, Bob.
I'm going to have to be around. I'm not going to quit.
Well, sure you're not going to quit. You never have.
I'm going to find them sheep. I'm going to find 200 head sheep. I'm going to go get them. I'm going to deliver them.
I don't know. This little girl has, she's gone a long way since she was here. She still, Cookie, she still doesn't have that gift of looking around and getting hold of things. She let them slide. And see, she wants some jumps up there. Well, she's been here 2 weeks. Why wouldn't she have jumps already? What's the great difficulty with jumps that in 2 weeks' time you couldn't have a couple?
Well, I can get loose here. We'll have the jumps. Because I know where the merchandise is to put them up there with.
Well,
and I'm going to surprise the hell out of her because I'm going to haul it in here.
I know you do. But the thing I'm talking about is she ain't tied down. She can look over the countryside just as well as anybody else.
Yeah, see, I'd have been down here. My God, do you think I'm going to let some damn little old jumps interfere with all this other important businesses I've had to take care of in the past 3 weeks?
Of course.
Since I came back from up home, look what's happened to me. Since I got back from up at Dad's.
Just look.
A little better than $5,000. Just walked up there and laid my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had to stay on the ball. I've had to keep in contact with them. I couldn't let three or four little old chumps interfere with that.
You sure couldn't.
Oh, no. Well, what I'm saying is anybody who's that far along ought to be able to handle a few little jumps itself.
Well, now, I'm gonna back her up now, guy. I'm going to tell you something. She's more or less new in the area. She don't know too many people, and it takes her a while to make a few contacts.
Well, she made it. She hit me for it. She looked around to see what I had that would make a jump, and I told her I didn't have enough extra stuff to make a jump. So I signed off.
Well, I know where it's at.
That's what they all do when they come out here. they don't look around the country. They don't know anybody out. You talk about not knowing anybody. They don't know anybody, and they won't know anybody. They just know me. And to save me, I haven't been able to do a thing about it. You know, you have wasted more time talking to those squirts. It just don't sink in.
I ain't wasted much time because I ain't done very much talking to them.
Well, you have in time past, you have. Good Lord. About all they learn how to do is wait for Cookie to come. He'll know how to do it. Now, you see, that ain't the lesson, Cookie. For them to depend on you, you see. They can talk to you, but not depend on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're talking about going to horse sale with you, too.
Huh?
You've been talking about the next time you go to a horse sale.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Price of horses are going to have to come up before I buy any. I'm liable to get rid of what I got. Of course, hay is going out of sight.
And I noticed your daddy wasn't too damn liberal with what he had up there.
Oh, by gosh.
I mean, that was right visible, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
He didn't leave that old light hay up there for a little man. He put that up along with the other.
Yeah.
He got too much to get through. They wonder.
Yeah.
He gonna need it. He gonna need more than he got.
That's right. And I can't find any I can buy for less than a dollar and a half a bale.
It's any good.
And it ain't no good.
Yeah, down here.
It ain't no good. But I'm going to trade with Rowdy back. I'm going to keep Rowdy and Little Man. And that is it.
Yeah.
Believe me, that's it. I can't keep no more.
What happened to the little pair?
I got them yet.
Still got them.
Well, I'm going to trade him for Rowdy.
Oh, are you?
And get the difference.
Oh, I see.
I'm gonna get him back, and I ain't gonna have nothing in him. I am. I just sold a car tonight.
Cookie? You just sold a car tonight?
Sure did. And I got six more I'm gonna sell.
Cars?
I'm gonna keep four. No, but I'm going to keep them.
Cars and the truck?
Cars and trucks. I'm going to keep the two trucks, the little Chevy Nova, and the Oldsmobile.
And the rest of them are gone.
Rest of them got to go. They got to get in the street. Where the junkyard one, they're going to go.
You got the light truck, and then you had a ton truck.
That's right.
Now, what's Laura going to drive?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said she was going up to his grandma's car.
Oh, she's going to drive a station wagon, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she better get some tires on.
That is her and Ronnie's worry.
Mm-hmm.
I washed my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I have cleaned up of it. I'm not worrying about it.
That's good for you, Cookie.
Well, you see, the last time I saw her, she was sitting right here, and we were drinking a cup of coffee and chocolate or something. And that she started out somewhere, and that car is dark, and it had a flat tire, and she didn't have a spare. And she's over on 441, and she walked all the way up this back way. She stopped at some house there. They used the telephone to call home, get Harriet to come get her. And they told her the telephone was out of fix. and that's him. And she came on in here. Well, it was Sunday night. Everything was cool. I didn't know any more to do than she did.
Well.
And she didn't have a spare.
When they got the car off of me, they had a good spare.
Mm-hmm.
But Ronnie took everything and he could get his fingers on that would bring a dime and sold it.
You can't keep anything like that.
Now, I am done dishing out. I have quit.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to put her out like that. It breaks my heart to have
sure
to do it. But I can only go so far. I'm just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And they have took me for a loop. Her and Frank have really took me for a loop.
Oh, Lord. It's unheard of. Yeah.
Unheard of.
And I'm done. I just can't go no further. I just can't.
Now that Olds is sitting up there ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Now, all you had to put on it, Cookie, you tell Faye, I couldn't tell her the parts. I could see them. I couldn't tell them.
I put the bottom half of the bell housing, cross member, transmission oil pan, motor mount, and gas tank.
And it cost you $25.
$29. And 67 cents.
The whole shebang.
The whole works. Everything.
Did they all come off that one car?
All but the
motor mounts.
All but the motor mount. The front motor mount. I had to buy the front motor mount new.
And the car is in just excellent shape now.
Just like it was when it left you.
Uh-huh.
And they took it to the junkyard to total it. Junk it.
Up there?
Yeah. When they wrecked it. That's where they took it. They took it straight to the junkyard.
It didn't have a dent on it?
Nope. Not the outside of the body, wasn't dented.
That's phenomenal. Well, how did they happen to get that wrecker?
Beats me. I don't know.
Then they decided to bring it, get the wrecker and bring it over to your daddy's.
I called them and told them to take the thing over to dad's.
Yes.
I said, get it out of that damn junkyard and take it up to dad's. It won't cost me nothing to set it up there. They're going to charge me $2 a day for leaving it set in that junkyard.
No.
Yeah. I said, get that damn thing out of there and take it up to dad's. It won't cost me nothing up there.
And then the wrecker picked it up by the front end.
The wrecker picked it up by the front end. That made me mad. And I told him about it, too, before I left there.
Yeah, I remember you were pretty well upset about it.
But I got it all put together. Cranked it up. And drove it about 400 miles after I got it going.
Yeah, just sat back and let it go.
Just sat back and let it go.
All the family.
Me and Dad and Mom and Aunt Emmy. We all just get in and go. I took it down and showed my brother. I said, now, Lowell, I ain't done a damn thing to these brakes. I ain't done nothing to the transmission. And I said, it wasn't the fault of the car. It wasn't the fault of the transmission that it went over the hill. You see, after they backed it over the hill, he got in it, and the way he said, it won't go in gear. Naturally, it wouldn't go in gear with everything bent up and tore up underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed the brake pedal down. He didn't have no brake. I said, no, I know you ain't got no brake, because the damn motor ain't running.
That's your brother Lowell.
That's my brother Lowell. He lives up on top of that damn hill.
He's the one with brother-in-law.
He's the one with the petticoat government. And Lewis, the night before that they took it down there, Lewis drove the car over at his place and turned it around for Harriet Ann because it was dark and Harriet Ann didn't know where the mud holes and the ditches were exactly. And it was dark, so Lewis, he just turned the car around for her. And he said he'd run perfect and drove perfect. And he said there wasn't nothing wrong with it. And I asked Lowell, I said, do you think after them driving that car 1,000 miles, pulling it up on this goddamn hill, that the brakes and the transmission would go just like that? I said, no, it's impossible.
Any of them mechanical in your family?
No, they can't even change a tire, I don't think.
They just don't have that turn.
Uh-uh.
Your dad is as mechanical as any of them.
Yeah, and he can't put a nut on without getting it cross-threaded.
He's an old blacksmith.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cookie. I never did it. I never had such a time in my life. I wouldn't have left there. I just overstayed, you see. I kept hanging around thinking you'd leave. And I could see that you had too many things on up there. So it just, my conscience got me.
Heck, you wouldn't have bothered nobody.
You
could have stayed for a month. They wouldn't have bothered nobody.
Yeah, I said, my Lord, I'd love to stay, but I just felt like it's just, this was twice as long as I thought I ought to stay.
Yes.
We're
just getting started. God Almighty, I never learned so much in my life. You see, you know one thing, but you don't know what either. You don't overlap altogether, you see. Some of those things just... I just never heard him anywhere else. Never. That's a view of the world I hadn't had up there. That thing about his brother, you see him pick up a little straggling hay like that and says, that's been stingy. And you know what that led to? Another story. I kept it up, you see. I kept it open about his brother. And he come in a whole lot of things about his brother, I want you to straighten one thing out for me. Well, the finest thing he told about his brother happened the same place as where he was picking up that straggling hay. Up there where he had the sled and had his own horse hitched to it, and it got hooked the runner in the tree, and that horse wouldn't give to it, and just went off and left that runner there. And Daddy said, he said that is one of the funniest things that ever happened to his brother. And once he got something on you like that, he never would let it go. And then he connected it. I said, I kept that open too. I said, well, where in the world? How'd he get like that? How'd he get like that? He never said anything. And we was walking up there to get Imogene one. After that, day or two later. And he says, if you want to know where my brother got that, he said he got it from his daddy. Why, he said his daddy would get something going like that, and it tickled him so, and he'd get to laughing, and he couldn't stand up. And he just squatted, just like you've seen people get so tickled, they couldn't stand up.
Yeah.
They just sort of squat around like a toad rope.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. Well, you see, now that's a view that you won't read that in the books. That's a view of what goes on and used to go on in the world. You see, that's what made them digest them Irish potatoes so well. I'm telling you, they had something to laugh about. And they didn't have to get something new all the time. They just think of something already. And you told me, one of the finest things is what you told me. was up there, you see, your daddy, we'd had some pretty good talk down there, and he was feeling pretty good, and he was going round and round. I think it's a rake. I don't know whether it's a rake or the. I guess it's a rake, because you wasn't up there. Up there, or down there, actually, down there where I saw that cat. And he'd make a round, and he'd come back around there where I was, and he'd holler and tell me something. I couldn't hear it quite, the thing was making much noise. And then he'd whistle, and he'd sing. And I asked you, I said, did your daddy ever sing much when he was those days? And you said, not that you knew him. And then he come to you, and you told me, I think you stand out there in front of the house, and you pointed out there into that upper pasture. You said you had seen him out there cutting hay on a horse-drawn, with a horse-drawn mower, and he'd sing so loud you couldn't hear the mower.
That's right.
How about that?
But you see, why he don't care whether he leaves or not. That place had just suited him all these 55 years, Cookie.
That's right. But see, it's not him. He don't want to leave. Really and truly, he don't want to leave.
No, that afternoon, you see, when he left Icy up there and brought that cow back, I caught him out there, and he was just having a picnic.
Why, absolutely. He's having a ball. Yes, sir.
And then when you come up and you started fixing that tailgate, that was just his element.
Why, absolutely. He was, I mean, right on top of the world.
There wasn't nothing like him.
No. It's all right there.
Well, now, this happened, and I can't... I didn't hear it all, and some of it I heard, I don't remember. We was coming back from... That day we went up, he had a meeting with the county. It's up there on top of the mountain, and these two fellas had a big truck, and they was unloading these long boards. Looked like it was about 18-foot boards, about a full-cut 2x8 boards, old boards. They'd been used a lot. And the door was open. And the fella started up there to close it so we could get by, and he saw the hood that was in the truck, so he just left it. He just left the door open, and he just turned around and Daddy just speeded up like he's going to run him down. Well, sir, he got out.
I don't know who it was. I wasn't with you.
No, you weren't with us. It was right there in front of that little house that is right square dab on the road. I don't know whether one of them lived there or not. Well, I tell you all I know about it. He talked with the other fella that's back over there, taking the other end of those long boards. And they talked back and forth a little bit. And the first, your daddy talked to him about, like, well, if you don't want these boards, I'll just take them along with me, something like that. And he said, well, I've just got to get rid of them. We use them. And then the first thing I know, he asked your daddy if he had something. And your daddy just got that stiff look of his, you see, and says, no. You've heard him do that.
Yeah.
The fellow didn't say anything. He walked on a step or two, turned around. Says, it ain't there anymore. Short. He walked another little step or two and turned around and says, you know, if I had it, you could fire it. Now, what it was you wanted to buy, I don't know. And when we was going off, he talked to him about it a little bit. He said he's a poor fella and had a hard time making a living. Had a job now. He's working for that. Something going on there. And then he thought of the thing that recommended to me. He says he's one of the most faithful grave diggers in this country. Well, he says he'll take off and lose his wages the whole day. Dig a grave.
Don't know who it was. I don't know what they were looking for. I have no idea.
Well, I'll have to ask. That's that is every now and then I think of that, and I wonder what in the world he wanted to borrow.
I have no idea.
She is all muscle, and she got hands. I never saw hands like that. She did a lot of things that we saw. So, first time you get off, you just drop around. Time and we'll see you perform for you. The best time is Saturday afternoon. That's so far, that's been the best time.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. But it don't matter. Debbie came over here at Roseweather one day. And, you know, she works at the office there and she don't get out very much. And when she first came back, she was right straight. I held her. Cookie, she's so flabby she can't. She can't hold her together.
Well.
It's like she hasn't got a muscle in her.
Well, if Cookie, you get you. Get your two older children out of here, off your back, and maybe these other children will stand out for you.
I think they'll profit by their mistakes.
Nobody has to tell them about it.
No, because it's very obvious for them to see what they've done.
Uh-huh.
Very, very obvious. And it's not only me that's suffered, they've had to suffer also.
And they know it.
They've had to suffer also. Like I told Laura, I said, I hate to see you go hungry. I hate to see you with no place to sleep. But you feathered your nest? I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll feed you if you get hungry. Just come by. But I said, I went as far as I can go. Now I said, if you want to get out of this mess and come on back home, you can join right in with the rest of it.
That's another thing.
But as long as you're hooked to him, you're his responsibility, and if he can't face it, I'm sorry. I don't guess I done wrong. I don't guess I did. But that's the way I feel.
Have you gone along with it so long?
I've been along. I tell you what, I just killed myself. Since Laura and Frank have got up to where they could start, where they could help me if they would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask them. I don't expect them to give me everything they got.
No, of course not.
But after me getting them up this far, and then getting in the condition I'm in, I feel it's no more right for them to help me a little bit instead of me helping them all the time.
All the time.
It's just reversed of what it should be.
Now Frank's laying low.
Yeah. He called the other night from Phoenix, Arizona. Said he was on the move. Laura hasn't talked to Ronnie in 8 weeks tonight. 8 weeks tonight.
That long.
Well, like I told her, I said, now you do as you please. But I wouldn't go another 8 weeks. Like it is now. I'd either talk to him, or I'd get out where I didn't have to. Well, she's going to her Grandpa Coker's. I don't know how long she'll stay. I have no idea.
Did she think that up?
Going up there? Yeah.
She told me that. Visited down at the trailer when she first came over here, and she said she liked the ride of the home, and she expected Ronnie to come back any day. And she said, if he doesn't, I'll just be waiting. She said, I guess I'll spend my life just waiting. And she said, I'll just give him a chance after chance. And I said, well, Laura, all I can say is that I don't think anybody deserves too many chances. And that's all we said, because she wasn't asking for my advice.
I don't know what she's going to do. I have no idea. But I know one thing. If she expects any more help out of poor old Dad, she's going to get unhooked from him, because I'm not going to tolerate it.
I certainly think so.
Because he's a man, he's 33 years old. She's a woman, she's 22 years old. And if they ever know what they want, it's time for them to figure it out now. It's time they figure it out now.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. He can just go away and just leave her dangling.
That just don't add up.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She has a life too.
No, not even the first time. It didn't make sense. Sound like something you read about in the newspapers.
Yeah.
And she's too nice a girl. She's too fine a girl to just waste her life.
She's going to ruin her life if she don't get out of it. What's going to happen? And Frank has already ruined his life. He's done ruined himself. It'd be hard. It'd take him a long time to live down what he's done. A long time.
Well, you say these younger children see what it is, and I'll bet they profit by it.
Yeah, just like yesterday. Well, Saturday, we went over to. I took y'all over to the grocery store. We all went. Harriet Ann, she went in the J.M. Fields. She came back out with a bottle of car polish and wax. So yesterday, they go out, they wash the car, the Nova. And they polish and wax that car for the first time. All the time Laura drove that car and owned it, she never polished it, she never waxed it. She never done it. Very few times did she ever wash it. But Terry, Dan, and Sarah got out there yesterday afternoon and stayed right there all evening, and they got it done. And Laura came around, and she made a remark. She said, you never did offer to do it for me. That's what she said. I don't know what she was, I don't know what she thought that. Well, now she leaves the impression with me as if she thinks we ought to carry her on a platter the rest of her life. Well, I got news for her. Well,
Cookie, you're supposed to eat supper with us.
No, I eat with Helen tonight.
Oh, you
see,
did?
She's off tonight and tomorrow night. And I called Guy and told him that Helen was going to cook our supper tonight.
Oh.
That she, I got to be at the hospital in the morning at 8 o'clock without my breakfast. So. Like, in other words, they told me not to eat nothing after midnight tonight.
You sure can. That's
the Delacho General. No, it's a veteran.
No, the veterans.
Veterans Hospital. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going where I don't have to pay for it.
Sure.
They
got good doctors over there, too.
I'm entitled to it. It's coming to me, so why not get it? Everybody else does.
Sure.
We stopped by on the way back from Jacksonville that afternoon, and hell, I've been burning up the place looking for help, Cookie. Now, let me tell you, I haven't got the type of writer who can handle it, but I've got one who knows the ropes.
Who knows, and he knows where to get them.
Right? Yes, I think so. I think so. And it's pretty sure that she's coming. And she's been doing this for 20 years. And she got muscle. And she won't have to run off to the Cape every weekend. And long weekends. That's what Jim and Suzanne used to do, you know. I'm telling you, they started to work, and the first thing you know, they were sort of standing around, acting a little curious, and first thing you know, they quit.
Boy, they sure did get next to Helen. I didn't know that. I told them about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Remember when that last hay was cut and put up out here?
Yeah.
Jim and Suzanne was out there hauling it in.
Yeah.
Helen and the girls went out there to help them. And they told them that they just didn't need their help. And Helen went back to the trailer, and she didn't show her face no more.
Well, I can't imagine Suzanne. Must have been someone misunderstanding
there. It surely must have. It doesn't sound like
either one of them. Well, anyway, that's what
they
told
them. I don't doubt it.
And Helen, she just said, "Well, come on, girls, we'll go back to the trailer."
Well, of course.
Because that's why we made hay, so because
everybody
something everybody could do.
Play with it.
Hey, made fun of your hay.
Yeah.
You know that hay that we put the stuff on and you took it down there and dumped it in the barn, you know? Mm-hmm. You remember the hay, the bale of hay?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Took it down there and we put it in the barn.
Yeah.
Put it in there. And you know, Daddy put the pony in there that I bought. He wouldn't eat it. He put Tom in there and he just snarled up his nose. He wouldn't eat it.
No.
Of course they wouldn't. Not with that other good hay up there.
No. Even with that other smelling. That other was smelling too. Smelling things up.
Had you left when I bought the horses?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, I hauled the cows for Mr. Ashley.
Yes, yeah. That you were gonna do that. Let's see, I left on Wednesday.
And I was gonna do that on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I bought two horses Friday. Two ponies.
At the
sale? Yeah, two ponies at the sale. What I charged Mr. Ash for hauling his cows for him.
Oh.
And I sold one before I got home for $15. I brought a load back for $10. So I cleared one pony and my gas. I left the pony for Daddy to trade off, but I hadn't got a chance to get out and trade it off yet.
Well, he's a trader.
He paid it off.
Yes, sir. He don't talk about, he does too, coming out on those trades, but the way he turns it now, you see, he gives a little Sunday school approach. If he makes too much, he go around and sort of divide up with the fellas. I think of a lot of things I'd like to do. I'd like to talk to that county agent. See, him and your dad has worked together a long time.
Yeah.
Forget, you know, get him out where he'd talk. He wouldn't talk much in the office.
Get him out there on a place with Daddy's where he'll talk.
Yeah.
Get him and Dad both together and get him wound up. And
yeah. Right there in the front room?
He won't. No, you got to get him out in the field.
Out in the field.
You got to get him out in the field.
Yeah.
Because he's an outside man. He's not a house rat.
Oh, is that right?
He's not a house rat. No, sir.
Well, I might have known that because Burrow's no house rat.
No, sir.
And so.
I mean, if you got anything from them, you got to get it up there.
Yeah.
Not unless you got one of them little portable recorders that you can put the thing down your sleeve, and then that don't get it.
That don't get it. That's too much trouble. I used to try that, but it didn't
do it. So, I mean, if you get anything from them, you're pretty near going to have to get it up there. No, that's just the way it is. I mean,
that's all right. That's all right. But you see, what we can do, we can come back and sit around, and your daddy, if had a third person, had another person who hadn't heard it, your daddy would report on the whole shebang. Now, out there in the little 12-footer, just with me, it wouldn't quite work. But see, if I had somebody else who hadn't heard it, it worked.
Yeah, I got out there and got the ball rolling a couple of times for you.
Yeah.
And it rolled out just right, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Y'all were lucky to get that little 12-footer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, did a few things.
That's just what you get for talking.
Yeah.
I just run into that purely by accident, didn't the guy?
Well, yes, it was an accident that the boy had it up there on sale.
And it was an accident that I just happened to stop right there at Paul Williams's.
Yeah.
Really, I didn't have no business there.
Yeah. No.
But I told you coming down the river, I said, we'll stop him at Paul's and maybe he'll know somebody.
Yeah. Just accidental.
We run into, fell the right into it.
The very first fella.
Fell right into it.
Yeah. That's what talk does, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was a lifesaver. I don't think anybody else would do that.
Do what?
What you did then. What you did is in getting that trailer.
The people just don't do it.
See, we just went step by step, one little step after another. From the time you was using that telephone over there at PlayStation, one little step after another, and so it all worked out. Yeah. We didn't even have to wait till 5 o'clock, Faye, for him to come home.
No. Because he had a way to bring it over.
Yeah, I had old Nellie Bell.
Yeah. Well.
I even had the right size trailer hitch, trailer ball on my truck.
Yeah.
Didn't have to change. I'm telling you, that was just purely an accident all the way through.
2 inch.
2 inch.
Was it very far from your dad? Not
really. No, the distance wasn't.
I see, 7 miles from Clendenin.
Was that far then?
Yeah, it's 28 miles from there.
That was a slow road back into town, but it was a good one. It was a good road, just pretty slow.
Narrow.
Then you was on a hard top.
Yeah.
Up until you get to where we turned off.
And then it wasn't too bad.
That little light thing.
But, oh me.
I used a telephone, wrote letters. I tried to get someone to go right back up there with me with a movie camera, sound.
Mm-hmm.
They got plenty of things, but I don't stand in with the right people. I couldn't get it. I'm willing to do anything. You got to have a little picture, a little sound. We could have got it. We had plenty of time. It's cold up there now.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. And the way Mama's nerves is, you just ain't gonna go in the house and stay there very long with an apparatus like that without her blowing her top.
Yeah.
Now, God knows that. Mm-hmm. Now, you could see that, couldn't you, guys?
Yeah, you
could
see that.
Yeah. I bet she's nervous.
Yeah, she just ain't got no nerves left.
I thought she was right, tolerant, right? Did pretty well. Well, that's tedious stuff.
My guy says it's just too beautiful spot up there not to have some rabbit out.
Oh yeah.
Seems sure it's a shame that some of you children couldn't take it over, doesn't it?
It does, but I just ain't got the money. I just can't do it.
Well, you don't need to live up there, could you?
Well, there's some hitch every way you figure it. There's trouble.
No, not in the wintertime. I don't need to get there in wintertime.
No.
No. Summertime, be all right.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't take it up there in the wintertime now. No.
You have to stay right in the house.
Like to kill me that when I had I was up there in February and had to go out and feed a little bit for Dad. Yeah, that before I left up here this last time there was 3 inches of snow fell.
Oh no, Cookie.
It sure
this
was.
Last time?
This last time. Sunday before I left, there was 3 inches of snow fell on the dirt.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
But it was gone by night time.
Yeah.
It was been so warm, you know, and the ground was so warm that it melted.
But it was pretty, I bet.
Oh, my goodness. It hung on that timber out there, you know, and I'm telling you, it was just a picture.
Mm-hmm. I get real homesick to hear see some.
I don't.
I
don't take the sunshine. Oh, we really had it up there, man. We started out sitting on the porch. Now, that didn't last, you see, because that Thursday and Friday, we had 2 killing frosts in a row.
Yeah, it got cold, didn't it?
Oh, it did.
My goodness, it was cold.
Really, that kind of cold?
Oh, it was killing cold.
Yeah, down the city, you see, for a good many hours. And you felt it.
Well, I gotta go.
You know the reason that deal fell through with that young people there? They just got cold feet, Cookie, and they figured, see, they had just over the mountain. And they figured they better let well enough alone.
Yeah.
So they backed out. They crawfished. That's what your daddy saw, right?
Yeah.
We all saw it.
Well, see, I didn't go into details of that, see.
No.
But, I had some other things cooking. I got them materialized for him. We got the land all square away. All square.
Oh, I see the title of it.
Title is All Squared Away.
Oh, yeah. That had to be done.
And they didn't, none of the rest of them, have enough damn guts to get out there and dig and fish and in other words, pull a few tricks to get the job done.
Well, what was the situation?
The old lady wouldn't sign the deed.
Oh.
No, she wouldn't sign the deed. Because there's a stake. See, the deed called for a square block. All right, there was a little stream run through the corner right like that. Well, instead of going up there like this, she wanted to go up this stream and go up like that. I said, okay. Where do you want that stake put? She said, I want it sitting right there. I said, okay, well, set the damn thing there. Will you sign the papers if I set that stake there? Yeah.
Is that for your daddy's property?
Yeah. For that piece of property he bought.
Oh, the property he bought, yes.
Okay. I go get the damn stake. Go to my truck and get my 2-pound hammer. And I drive the damn thing in the dirt. I said, now then, there's your stake. Well, the marker calls for over here. Or the deed calls for over here. Well, whenever that's surveyed again, if Daddy ever sells it, he'll have to go over there.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of them didn't have enough spunk to get out there and ask her to do it, see?
Uh-huh.
Well, I just said, okay, we'll go up here to the creek, and then we'll go this way. We'll put a stake right here. That's it. She said, okay. There was no writings changed in the deed and whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe you ever told me why your daddy needed 4 or 5 acres of land up there.
He don't need it. He just wants it.
He wants it.
He just wants it. He wants to keep old Tom. He wants to keep him a cow or a calf.
Well,
if he gets out there, close to Larry and Doris and Lawrence, he can leave Mama with Doris or Nina. And he can go trading.
Sure.
He has someone to watch over Mama. And she'll be content. And he can go buy a cow or a calf or...
Now, they got plenty of land.
Yeah.
But he don't want to put a cow or calf on their land.
He is not going to do it. No. He's independent.
Oh, I see. It's his idea.
It's his idea. He's independent. He wants it.
He don't want to put a trailer on somebody else's ground.
No, my father.
He knows from experience it won't work.
He knows. That's right. It will not work. Because I don't care. I don't care. He could put one down here. And he'd be doing things that you didn't like, and you can go tell him about it. And you could put one up there, and you'd be doing things he didn't like, and he'd go tell you about it. That's just the human nature.
Yeah, and that's what he figured.
That's what he figured. And he figures if he buys that little block of land there, he put a trailer in the middle of it, it don't make a damn what he does.
It's his.
It's his business.
It's his business.
And you'd be the same way.
I see.
He wants to turn old Tom loose and let him run all around the house and eat off of the back door. That's his damn business.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just as long as I sit over visiting with the neighbor.
That's right.
So he's bought the land.
He's bought 4 23/100 of an acre. That's what he bought.
That's a good sized plot.
And he gives $3,500 for it.
He did right well. So he got that soil on it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, how'd he get it for that price then?
He caught the old lady in a cramp and she needed some money.
Oh.
And he happened to know where he could pick up $1,000. So he go and get it. Makes her happy. She makes him happy.
He's got a good investment.
He got a good investment. And it's just 2 6/10 miles from the Interstate 79. And then she, after they got the deed built up and everything, she found out it was going up there across that little stream. She said, I don't like that. I want to come up here on this side of the stream. Yeah, I don't want to come over my property. I'm on that stream. I said, okay, well, do you want that stake put? You want that stake sitting on there? She said, yes. I said, okay, we'll put that damn stake there. So I got a little bar about that long, and I go in the ground right there.
Where she could see it.
Of course, she's old. She ain't going to be here too many years. Of course, she may outlive us all.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, she's got a satisfied mind.
Yeah.
And she's probably done forgot about it.
Yes, that's right.
She's old. She's probably done forgot about that. But I got her name on the paper. She got her money in her hand, and that's all that's necessary.
Yeah.
And the rest of them didn't have enough guts to do it. In other words, they didn't know how. I don't think they knew how.
No, I guess not. Just dragging the teeth.
But after I read the deed, how it read and everything, I got up there, I got a sign. If I'd move that stake, I moved that stake. It don't make any difference if it's 100 years from now. They'll survey it where that deed calls for.
They won't know
a thing
about that stake.
That's right. That stake would just be more or less in line.
Now, your daddy couldn't quite make that.
He just couldn't get the job done.
It's a shame y'all not out there together.
That's the truth.
But we could make some money.
Yes, sir.
We could make some money.
Now, he's never had a large amount of income.
Never did. Never in his life.
Never in his life. He did a little public work. Always did a little public work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I've got to go. I've got to collect that car yesterday. Thank you. See how I'm going to get.
Which car is that?
One I sold today. See?
Oh.
Just before I come over here. I had parked over the trailer.
Oh, is that the one, the blue one?
Yeah, I sold it.
Well, collect all you can.
Yeah, what I need.
You mean how much you collect and how much he owes you? You gonna let him owe you?
No, I'm gonna get the merchandise.
You gonna get the whole.
I'm gonna get something to eat. I'm gonna get me a steer.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I see. Oh, good Lord.
Golly.
Yeah, you can get a couple of steers for that, can't you?
Well, if I get one and rest and money, well, I'll be satisfied.
Yeah, I see.
Sure.
Because I had $85 in the car.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. You need light?
No, I don't need light.
Well, I love, you know, he loves by extra now. It's been so long since you ate.
I don't know what I eat.
No.
That's Channel 1, right, around 1700, and that's the end of this visit with Cookie, this Monday, at supper, without supper, this 4th of November, 74. Channel 1, right, around 1700, and the end of this visit with Cookie at supper time, but no supper out, they just got in. This Monday, the 4th of November, 74.